1, 2, 3, 4.
Attention musicians, wouldn't you like to hear your music on vinyl, even if it was just one copy of one of your favorite albums that never came out on vinyl? Well, you can do it, and our friends at Austin Signal can help you. Austin Signal is a high-quality recording studio and vinyl cutting facility located just 15 minutes outside of Austin. In addition to traditional modern recording services, the studio also specializes in some very unique offerings, including short-run vinyl production, single mic recording, and direct-to-disc recording. Gang, I've done it, and it sounds great. Just go to austinsignal.com, click on the How Did I Get Here on their menu, or follow the link in the text of this podcast. When you get there, enter promo code HDIGH for 10% off vinyl cutting. That's right, 10% off with the promo code HDIGH. Today's featured vinyl cut from Austin Signal is from Austin artist Big Cedar Fever from their Single Mic Series EP Cut at Austin Signal. Let's get down.
I left Corina far across the sea. I left Corina far across the sea. She didn't write me no letter. She didn't care for me. Goodbye, Corina. This is where they will.
Hey, gang, let's face it, you're probably listening to this show and all of your other shows on your phone. Are you tired of filling up your phone with all of your favorite podcasts? Well, you should try Stitcher Smart Radio. They stream all your favorite podcasts, thousands upon thousands. Get the very best pop culture has to offer, the best in true crime, politics, entertainment, sports, comedy, anything you want. You can find it on there. Find it at Stitcher.com or find it in your app store. And don't forget to follow How Did I Get Here. That's Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. Let's get down.
You may ask yourself.
How did I get here? And now here is your host, Johnny Howdy.
Alright, hello, I'm Johnny, I'm your host. Merry Christmas. If you're listening to this the day that it comes out, it's Christmas Eve 2019, December 24th. I don't know what you're doing on this day. Maybe you're with your family, you're getting some, doing your run, or just going for a walk away from the family. I had a walk 1 year. I want to say it was Christmas. I want to say it was Christmas 2010. I had a fight with my Aunt Olga, and I walked. I went for a walk, an epic walk, probably 5 miles in the cold. It was a scene, man. Those happen, man. That's what happens when you get in. And it wasn't political or anything. I can't even really remember what it was. But it was an explosion of epic proportions. I remember then that night, we ended up celebrating our love for each other after the walk and everything cooled off. We cried. We drank. We stayed up very late. And we bonded. And we have since not had any explosions. So if you're on an explosion walk, walking around with your family on Christmas Eve like I did on 2010, and you're listening to this podcast, it's going to get better. You guys are going to make up, your family. Maybe it is political this time. Things are getting weird, man. I'm actually doing this the week before the podcast comes out because I'm in Houston visiting my family for Christmas. And my girlfriend, Jenna, I went down and played a show with Skyrockets, and I was going to be coming down in a couple of days anyway, so I just stayed. And so that's where I am. I've got a couple of days off from doing the podcast, but it doesn't stop me from giving you new shows. That's great. Yeah, you know, it's been... I didn't really say what I gave everyone for Christmas, but I was trying to think of something creative I could give everyone that didn't cost a lot of money and I could spend some time on, and it would be thoughtful. And it would be something nice for the family, something you can just give everyone when we pass out the presents on the 24th. So I was talking to my girlfriend Jenna on the phone, and I told her, I was like, man, it's too bad. You know, a couple years ago, like 7 years ago, I bought everyone CDs of music that I thought they might like. New music that they didn't know that I thought they might like. I was turning them on to new music and buying music from local record stores So I was trying to do something with my gift giving, like all around, a theme. But you can't do that anymore. You can't buy anyone music. You can't buy anyone movies. You can't buy anyone books. It's real weird. Like, it's odd. All of that stuff is gone. So I was talking to my girlfriend Jenna on the phone a couple weeks ago, and I was like, yeah, you know, it's too bad. I can take all these CDs that I have and give them to them as a joke gift, as like coasters. Like, here's a set of coasters, four CDs of mine. You don't have to listen to them, but you can put your drinks on them. And that's basically the purpose that they serve now. And then she was saying like, oh, well, you know, you can, I have this resin stuff and you can get these molds for coasters and you can actually put the CD things in there. And so anyway, we volleyed back and forth with this idea and what I'm giving everyone. And I'm saying it now because I don't think anyone in my family, there's so much to do on Christmas Eve. No one's listening to it right now. So they'll hear it after Christmas if they do listen. We're making them a set of coasters with like their favorite albums in the coasters. So it's going to take a couple days to make. I guess you have to let this resin sit, and then it sets. And then you give these people coasters. So that's my gift to my family. Their favorite albums in coaster form. Because you can't buy anyone music, books, or movies anymore. It's so weird. It's so, so weird. Anyway, I hope that you guys all have a very, very great Christmas, whatever it is you're doing. If you are on an epic family fight walk, good luck to you. It'll all go away. You'll get back together. Families are great. My family's great. I know some people that have bad families, but my family is great. We get along well. We love each other. And that's the bottom line. And that's what we're doing this holiday season, is being together. My grandma's real old. She's 96 years old. It's really time to come together and really realize what's important. And that's the people that you love. If it's not family, if it's your friends, or if it's your spouse or your loved one or whatever it is, you can be around those people and share this holiday time together, which I hope you do. And I have a great show for you guys today. Gang, Colin Gilmore is back on the show, and this time he's back on with his friend Nicolette Good. They have Colin Gilmore and Nicolette Good. That is a band. And their brand new EP, Brown Eyes, is available now. It just dropped in November. It was produced by Britton Bisonhurst and Colin Gilmore and Nicolette Good. It's great, man. It's four songs that one of them was written by Colin, one of them was written by Nicolette, one of them they wrote together, and one of them's a cover. Anyway, these guys, this EP is gorgeous. They sing really beautifully together. I've known Colin for a very long time, and I always enjoy talking to him. And I really enjoyed meeting and getting to know Nicolette. Very, very fantastic. Very, very fantastic. You can find Nicolette at nicolettegood.com. You can find Colin Gilmore at colingilmore.com. And you can find Brown Eyes on Facebook at Ladder to the Moon Band on Facebook. Ladder to the Moon Band. That's who you look for. Their branding's a little funky, but this EP is great. You can find it on all the streaming services under the EP Brown Eyes by Colin Gilmore and Nicolette Good. All right? So listen, once again, I hope you guys have a great, great Christmas. I hope that you are surrounded by loved ones, or if it's by choice and you just want to be alone, which I totally understand. I just hope that you're happy right now. I'm very grateful for you listening to this show. And I'm very grateful for friends like Colin Gilmore and Nicolette Good. Enjoy my conversation with them, and please have a very Merry Christmas. Let's get down.
Everything is slipping away by the minute. If I recall right, I never asked to be down in it. I used to hit the strings till my fingers were sore. I once heard her voice and now it don't flow anymore.
Sitting there?
Sitting over here-ish.
It's pretty nice for December.
Oh my gosh.
It is, yeah.
I did yard work all morning.
I know.
You did? How was that?
Beautiful. That's my, like, stress reliever. Yeah.
Yeah. I always thought that's a weird thing, because growing up as like a generally...
Mm-hmm.
Growing up as the boy,
you go mow the
you
lawn.
Have to do it.
Yeah.
And so it's not something that, like, I noticed that there's a lot more women that are like, oh yes, I get in the yard for relaxation. And I'm like, are you kidding me? it's like doing laundry where you're all stressed out before you do it.
Yeah. Well, mowing a yard in the middle of summer is, luckily we hire someone that does that. Yeah. I get to do the fun stuff.
Do you, you just put out a record.
Yeah, I did.
Of your own.
Yeah, and I brought you one. Oh, somewhere
thank you,
because
I couldn't find it in Spotify.
Here's my plan.
Okay. You're going to Jay-Z this thing.
Yeah.
I ordered 300 copies.
Okay.
And I'm going to sell all of those, and then I'll put it on streaming services. I don't know why, but I just calculated it. If I sell 300 copies at $15 each, then I'll break even. And then I'll put it on streaming places. But it has encouraged people at my live shows to buy them, because they'll come to my shows and say, I couldn't find this anywhere.
Right.
So, yeah. So far, so good. I'll let you know how it works out.
Yeah, please do. Because that's always, it's pretty fascinating to me, because there's no plan anymore. Like, there's no like, oh, I'm going to make this many CDs, I'm going to do this, and then this is going to happen.
Right.
It's just like a, you just, I don't know.
No, it's true.
Take music, you know what I mean?
Everybody, anybody doing it deliberately is a guinea pig. So we have to like listen to, like Nicolette, we could ask her at the end of this, like, how did this work out, you know?
Right, but it's going to be different by the
then
time.
It'll be different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it worked back in,
But you put this, record on streaming services, Brown Eyes, mm-hmm. EP, which by the way is fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah. You guys recorded that live, didn't you? You captured some magic. There's some performances on there.
A lot of magic.
Yeah, definitely. And this one, all the other recordings I've done, I look and there's like this track list of 5,000 people and 20 different places. And this one, we did it all in one place. Mostly me and Nicolette playing. Britton did a little bit. And we had a couple of little spot guest performances. But most of it, we got to just get in there and start cracking at it. So
yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah,
it was.
The whole kind of impetus behind it was to have something to sell folks who come hear us as a duo and want to take a duo recording home with them. Because Colin and I started as a song swap team, and then I would sing on his stuff and he would sing on mine, and then we were just playing on each other's stuff, and then we stopped telling the audience whose songs were whose.
Right.
And so people would want to buy that, and we only had our solo recordings.
Right.
So it's kind of a proof of concept. All that to say that it's got one song that we co-wrote,
right?
Which we're doing a lot of these days. One of his, one of mine, and a cover. And the one of mine is called Reverie, and Colin plays a nylon string guitar on
so
it.
So that is you.
Mm-hmm. It's so good.
It's
talk
pretty
about that.
Badass, dude.
It's a beautiful song. It's that's kind of a hit song waiting to happen, I feel like.
But that solo is just
it's
so
unbelievable.
Emotional.
It's funny that you say that, because in my mind I was like, I wonder who they got to do that. Not that I doubted shit, but I've never seen you rip up a Spanish guitar solo.
Nicolette took a chance on it, so I was happy about it.
Yeah, that was really good. Have you ever taken lessons, man?
Lessons, yeah, lots.
Yeah.
But it's been a long time, so I'm now digging from my memory on them, you know.
But when you come up in like the ranks of the people with guitars around your house playing all the time, and that's like their living, that's their way of expressing their feelings. You didn't?
That soaked in, definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's also the you know, people like my dad, he showed me a few chords when I was young, and he's got a handful of really cool, mostly old-timey tricks. But then, you know, beyond that, he was like, you know, if you want to learn beyond this, you got to go out and find it, you know?
You know what's funny is, like, I lived at the Congress House, this studio where Collins recorded, but his dad recorded there in the 90s, and I lived there, and so I used to make coffee for the dudes, you know, all the people that were recording there or whatever, and so I made him coffee one day, and this just flashed on me, and I asked him, I poured some milk in his coffee, and then I asked him if he wanted a spoon, and he just looked at me and said, no, I like to watch the galaxies form. And he just stared at his coffee as the milk, you know, expands.
Yeah.
It's so awesome.
Yeah.
So many weird things
that sounds
like that.
Like him.
Where are you from, Nicolette? Did you grow up like in the music thing?
No, I grew up in Houston.
Yeah.
I loved music from my parents, but especially my mom, were big music lovers, and so there was always good music in the house. But I started taking piano when I was 5, all the way through high school and then college, and then picked up a guitar when I was like 15, and studied music in college, but not a ton of musicians.
Where'd you go to college?
Down in San Antonio at Trinity.
Oh yeah,
University. Yeah.
When you say your mom was playing good music, what was that?
Classic rock, but yeah. You know, her favorite band is Genesis. Yeah. So I grew up with like old, like the first Genesis
records.
Peter Gabriel
records. Genesis, yeah.
Yeah, Peter Gabriel Genesis.
That's pretty weird.
And, but yeah, but they were, you know, clearly, I don't know if they were classically trained, but the way the Beatles were kind of classically trained and then turned it into their own pop music, I feel
right.
like. Genesis did that too, but then it was so fringy and folky with these weird characters
and
universe.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I loved that. And
that's yeah. cool.
But good stuff like, you know, of course, Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd, Emerson, Lake and Palmer, Nicolette Larson, you know, just good stuff.
Gonna Take a Lot of Luck. Was that Nicolette Larson's song?
Gonna Take a Lot of Luck.
Yeah. It's a good song. In Houston, did you go see music? Did your mom take you to see?
Yeah, yeah. She was really cool about that. She would take me to the Pink Floyd laser shows at the Houston Planetarium.
Yeah, baby.
And oh my God, that was just the best. You know, here I am, 14 and sober and loving it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But yeah, like I got to see Ben Folds solo. That was amazing. And she would take me to a lot of concerts if she liked them too.
Okay.
You know, so the Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion would have big acts. I got to see Katie Lang was touring with Tony Bennett. That was actually a killer concert.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Who's the guy, Fly Like an Eagle? Steve Miller.
Steve Miller,
got to
yeah.
see that. A lot of good stuff.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So you came up listening to good music. Was the piano kind of put on you, or did you ask to learn?
I asked to learn.
At what, 5, you said?
Yeah, I mean, that's what my mom says. She says, you came up to me and you said, you looked into my eyes and said, I want to take piano lessons.
Wow.
And who knows?
What part of Houston were you in?
Like southwest side. I grew up in A-Leaf. I went to Sugarland for high school.
Yeah. What, Dulles or something?
There's Kempner, a Sugarland. Go okay. Cougars.
Yeah. I was just in that area in Sharpstown.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So when did you move to Austin?
Last year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But you guys knew each other before then.
Yeah, when she was living in San Antonio about 5-6 years ago, we met kind of at a house show, I think, and we played together some, and we were like, hey, you want to do this show together, blah, 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 and we got to where we would start practicing. We're like, all right, San Marcos is sort of halfway, so we'd meet up there and sit out like you know, buskers out on the campus.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was a blast. It was a good setting to do that in.
Yeah,
that's always a lot nicer to do with someone else.
Oh yeah,
I was in this band in the 90s, Mr. Rocket Baby, and we used to do it, and it was really fun. I tried to do it once by myself. I lasted pretty much half a song.
Busking.
Yeah, it was too hard. Just the whole presentation of it and like the, oh, this is sad. You know?
Right.
Yeah, yeah. But you're not like with your bros, like, oh yeah, we're promoting our band.
No,
or whatever.
Yeah, doing it alone is a big, lot different. That's what Johnny Walker and I did that in Europe. And we in Ireland, we just get chased out of everywhere we did it, you know? And we got tipped a stick of gum and like 50 pence, I think.
That's
and
awesome.
We went to Germany and we were like, we can make a living on this. Like, this is, so it might have been that we just figured out how to do it at that point. But
they pretty much
act like an idiot and people come dig you.
The guys in Paris and like the subway are awesome.
Oh, they're amazing.
Like,
yeah.
They are amazing.
Yeah.
Like, you hear this stuff and you think it's like music being piped over the thing, but it's like a guy just playing the most amazing violin stuff you've ever
New
heard.
York City, too, like, has a lot.
Yeah.
Like, some. I think somebody told me that they restrict, you have to get like a permit or something. I don't know if you audition or what.
That seems good. That seems.
I know. Yeah. So we're not listening to, you know, like too much stuff all over the place.
You guys know that weird guy with the fiddle that stands on the corner of 6th and Congress during with the wolf mask on?
Oh,
playing fiddle?
He's a young guy.
I can't tell. He's wearing a wolf mask. But I've seen him like and 3 years clothing. In a row. And I'm like, wow, look at this guy. He's just really doing it.
There's a younger guy who does that in my neighborhood. And he's clearly good, you know. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why I'm perplexed by it. But I'm like, I don't know. You want a gig?
Uh-huh, right.
Yeah.
I'll give you a gig. You want to come sit in with us?
Yeah. You were saying that you lived in San Antonio then after college, or did you just graduate from college?
I stayed for a good 10 years about.
Wow.
Yeah. And, you know, I was kind of doing the day job full time and then music also full time because I was in my 20s and I could, you know.
Yeah.
But then, I kind of made the move to go full time music a couple years ago, came up here. And it didn't feel like a new city because I've been visiting and working up here much. I have a sister here. Yeah, so it's more like I stopped leaving.
Right.
But it's good. But it's so, I don't know, it's just so good to like be able to call people up on a whim and, hey, come over, let's work on stuff, or, you know, sit in on recording sessions. And
Yeah. I saw you play with Joe Reyes.
Yeah.
That's a good guy.
He's a guitarist down in San Antonio that, like, I just have to pinch myself that I get to play with him. Have you played with him or worked with him?
I've played with him at a thing once with Salim Nirala.
Okay, yeah.
But he's been on the show.
Oh, he has?
Yeah, he's easily one of the most easy to be around human beings. And also, you get very excited to be around him because there's just so much joy comes out of him all the time.
That's true.
Yeah, he came on the road with us for a couple dates.
Yeah.
And he's that good at guitar.
Smack.
He's so great.
Yeah.
It's true.
He really is.
Yeah, and
Nicolette introduced me to him, and I was just like, man, where's this guy been all the year? You know, we have a million friends in common and all.
Mm-hmm. But yeah,
he's absolutely...
He recorded my record before this one. He did one with me called Little Boat on a Wave, and we recorded it.
Oh, yeah, I was listening to that today. It's good.
Okay, yeah, we did it in his house. Everything was pretty much tracked live, maybe a couple overdubs, and you can hear a bird outside at the, singing at the end of one of the songs.
He's probably friends with that bird. That's how nice that guy is. Yeah. He has like a Disney princess moment every day.
Yeah.
When he wakes up, the bird brings him his coffee. Sings him a little song.
Yeah,
good morning, true. Joe. Wee, wee, wee. Yeah, I love that guy.
Yeah.
So so you guys toured with him together. Where'd you guys go?
We did a quick Texas tour.
Oh, nice.
We took him to Austin, San Antonio, Houston for our... for our EP release.
We played the Mucky Duck down in Houston, which was so much fun.
Yeah.
And they do, it's kind of a dinner. Have you been there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they do the dinner theater style with two shows a night. And we had the later set, and we were following the guy from Shiny Ribs.
Yeah, I don't know his name.
Kevin Russell.
Oh, and we thought we were just going to be mopping up the floors with the janitors, you know? Yeah. But we actually had a terrific show.
That's great, man, because that's the guy I wouldn't want to follow, man.
No way. They flipped the house, which made everybody, it somewhat easier. You know?
Yeah.
But
one guy
it is.
Stayed, it's, too, yeah, for both shows, right. Which is awesome.
That's great. And where'd you play in San Antonio?
The Lonesome Rose.
That's right.
It's a kind of a honky-tonk, like hipster honky-tonk on the St. Mary's Strip.
Yeah.
Is that what the White Horse is? Hipster honky-tonk?
I guess so.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Point.
I now have something to call it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to give me credit.
No. I'm giving you credit. Hipster honky tonk is really where it's at. I'm going to go talk to the Broken Spoke guys and tell them they need to change their branding.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
A little bit more
it
hipster.
Kind of is hipsterish. It's just old hipsters, you know, but young hipsters too. There,
yeah,
I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. They're so strict there, man. They don't mess around.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I feel like you could come there like dressed as John Travolta to White Horse, but they wouldn't even let you.
Yeah.
The door there. You know Brenda Mitchell.
But let me think here.
She's the daughter-in-law of Cynthia Woods Mitchell. Pavilion.
Oh.
Okay.
Not the pavilion, but the person that it was named after.
Huh.
I thought you guys knew each other. They do stuff in Marfa. Huge fans of music. Great friends of people like Jerry Jeff. And I'm pretty sure they're friends with your dad and stuff.
Do.
Yeah.
I probably do.
Anyway, she did a movie about the Broken Spoke. And there was this recording she gave me that had... that had the guy, I'm drawing a blank on his name, but the owner guy's like, we don't have disco music, and we don't serve that Pierre water. I saw you guys are playing Folk Alliance this year. Is that kind of what you classify what you do? Because I don't know how to classify music anymore.
You can use folk anytime you want. I mean, if you're playing acoustic guitars, if you, you call it folk if it benefits the situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's
we've been calling ourselves Weirdo Folk Pop.
That's great.
For now. But Folk Alliance, yeah, is so many genres go there that it's not exclusive to folk.
Right.
Yeah.
And where is it in Kansas City?
This time they're having it in New Orleans.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I think they're still based in Kansas. Maybe that's where their headquarters are, I think. But
they do like little satellite ones because
they've got the Southwest Regional
Is that what that
Folk
is?
Alliance
that's here in Austin.
Town.
Yeah. I've done a couple of panels at those.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
But I've never seen shows or anything there.
Okay. I have gone to SWRFA like several years. That's the Southwest one. I've gone to the Northeast. I've gone to the Midwest. I think those are the only three I've been to.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've been to the international one a couple times. But they're fun. You know, it's a good way to find new acts and new, you know, just to be a fan.
Can you also book like there's, I know that people do tours of like house concerts around the U.S. and stuff. Do those booking people come?
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah. That's
The place to meet them. Like, because so many house concert hosts don't want to book you in their home unless they've seen you live.
Right.
Which makes sense. But you're like, how do you see me live? Because you clearly prefer concerts in your home. Like, you're not going to come to my club. So, yeah, it's a great place to meet them there.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you guys are doing South By?
Yeah.
We are. It's pretty exciting. You're official?
Yeah, we're doing official there. And we think we're going to have the band with us at that.
Nice. Yeah. And the band is the same dudes that played on the record?
Yeah. Well, no, I'm sorry. They're the ones that played with us at the release here in town. It's we got Chris Nelson is going to be playing. Yeah. Another whole foodie like us.
Yeah.
and John Green on drums.
Yeah.
So,
wow. Those guys are a stellar rhythm section.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. They are.
And both stellar on their own, but definitely I love seeing them play together. I get to see they do a lot of stuff together, don't they?
I think they do. They've Chris has played some with John and Sela, and they've crossed paths a whole lot.
And so your band is Bonnie and whoever's there.
I've been calling it a band for a while. I mean, it's my my kind of main crew is Bonnie plays a good amount with me, and then Tim and Jay Bennett that live in Chicago.
Okay,
we've been playing together for 10 years and. Inconveniently.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about CBGB band.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's another one that we...
What's that?
It's me and Bonnie and Graham Weber and Betty Sue.
When is that playing?
Well, it's every once in a while. We pick it up at once every couple of years and we play a show.
Y'all did one at Guero's or...
Yeah, we did one fairly recently, just did a little set down at Cosmic Coffee. But we did a tour one time to Ohio. Betty
really?
Sue wasn't with us yet then. But we started out as a song swap, and we realized we all had the same drummer and that Bonnie played bass. And we were like, oh, this is a band, you know?
Yeah.
Like, rock and roll song swap, we called it.
Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's a blast.
I'm a huge fan of Graham and Bonnie's, too.
Oh, me too. Yeah.
And yours.
Betty Sue also.
Yeah. And Betty Sue, but she didn't go on that tour, so
nah.
Not going to even talk about her.
Yeah.
No, I love her.
It's almost like fantasy football, just put together your pick of a band and then make them play. That'd
yeah,
be kind of
right,
fun.
Exactly.
Do you play with the whole band or just Joe Reyes?
Mostly just Joe. I haven't done a lot of band stuff, but with this record, I intend to. I've got a handful of release shows in February, March, April.
Wait, so the record's not out yet?
Well, it is.
Or it is out.
But what does out mean anymore?
I don't know. I don't know.
I know, me neither.
Yeah.
It's out, but if you want to buy it, you have to come to me for now. Yeah. Right, and so...
I'm your pusher.
Yeah.
Not even record stores?
Mm-mm.
Man, you are... militant about this.
Yeah.
Nicolette?
But yeah, so I did like a house concert release here in Austin. And then I'm sort of saving the release, pomp and circumstance for the spring.
Yeah. Well, that's what you got to do.
Yeah.
But this band, you did a release show. And are you guys going to continue to do shows as this duo?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
It says that this is a taste of more to come in the press one
sheet
you sent me.
Yeah, we're putting our heads together to do some writing and creating, you know?
Like, yeah.
I'll give us a pat on the back, like in terms of our writing. Discipline's a strong word, but you know, like just getting together and kind of just doing the work without having a outcome in mind.
Right,
we do a lot of free writing, just stream of consciousness, where we're set a timer for however long, you know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and we'll stream of consciousness write. And then we did this fun activity from time to time where we'll trade papers, and then one of us will sit at the piano or the guitar and just lay something down, and then the other person has to sing from the paper in front of them.
Yeah, yeah. You got to sing the other person's lines.
It's so cool.
Yeah.
Forces you to make all these connections that, you know, you wouldn't otherwise.
Definitely. Where did you guys learn that?
We just came up with it.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah. She showed me the you know, the kind of timed free writing thing, and we just started, like, if you're going to sing this, what would it sound like?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you guys play those songwriting games people play?
Like the weekly thing? Or
yeah.
The I did for a while, and I actually got a lot out of it, but then somebody has to be the real ringleader of it, you know? And especially if you're not meeting in person, I've found.
Mm-hmm.
If you do it in person, then you get a lot of people, oh, I can't make it this time. And then if you do it online, you get people like, hey, did everybody remember that this is still happening?
You know? Yeah. I got kicked out of one for that.
Really?
Oh, yeah. See, I've been warned a good number of times.
Like, did you get in Ray Prim's?
Slacker. No.
Ray Prim is the most militant of anybody.
Oh, really? Okay.
He kicks you out. Hey, you missed one. Sorry, dude.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Is that why you got kicked out? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I even sent him an email that said, I'm way more famous than everyone else in this thing. You're going to kick me out. And he was like, shut up. You're out. I mean, we're really good friends, but.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I tried to pull that card. That's how lazy I am.
I got a song for you on the radio. I thought that counted.
I'm not that bad of a person. You know what I've been doing is I got this drum machine and I put on that bass and I make a beat and then I can't stand strumming a guitar anymore.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's driving me crazy.
I think that might be where we're headed creatively.
It just makes for a different approach.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it seems like also if you don't have the stuff you normally do, you
something
go
else.
Somewhere
Absolutely.
Else.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Which is hard to do after a while. I mean, you know what I mean?
Oh, man. Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. It's funny you say that about the guitar. I've been in a similar place where I pick it up and I say to myself, I've done all my tricks. You know, I know.
Yeah.
I have said everything I can say. You know, I can only be so thoughtful and introspective for so long.
Yeah.
You know, and so we have the same guitar, this 1967 Gibson J45, which is just gorgeous. And it's got this delicate, feathery sound, and yet, you know, it can be loud and strong. But it writes a certain kind of song to me. And that's what I've been playing on exclusively for years. And they're just, you know, some songs that I'm like, I can't write it on this guitar.
So, yeah. You know what I feel like whenever I play that guitar? I feel like I can only write the song Night Moves by Bob Seger on it. Because it sounds just like it to me. Woke last night to the sound of thunder. All right, so what else are you guys going to do show-wise in the new year? Like, are you guys doing a residency of some kind, or...
Don't have any lined up.
Okay.
We've got some tour dates up in the Mid-Atlantic in May.
We've got.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We've got that lined up. Yes, we do. Residency in the North. We've got a little tour going. Like, still filling in the holes.
Yeah.
Up in the Northeast, which for years I blew off. I just didn't do any Northeast stuff. I did all West Coast and Midwest, and now I've Nicolette and I tried our hand out there, and it worked. And
where'd you guys play? The Carolinas or something?
We did like DC north to New York City.
Cool. Yeah.
So we did the Rockwood in New York City.
Nice.
Yeah.
A house concert in New Jersey.
Is it that famous one that a man and a woman?
Let's see.
Probably
New Jersey.
Not.
What
New
did
Jersey
we do
one?
In New Jersey?
House concert?
It was... I don't think it
now
was
my
that.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember
that was super fun.
Yeah.
The one we did was called Folk on Foul Rift.
Yes, that's House right. Concerts. That was the name of it, yeah.
The money's good at house concerts, huh?
Oh, yeah.
It can be, yeah, absolutely.
And people buy merch there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. It's you know, I figured out what house concerts are. The magic of them is that it's a community that somebody already kind of formed.
Yeah. Mm.
And so when you play for them, they're not having to sit there and go, how do I stand comfortably around all these weird people? You know, it's like right. there's something they just kind of let loose and they chat for a bit and then right. they can talk about it afterwards with each other.
That's right.
I think
yeah.
you skip several things, something that like somebody like, you know, Bob Schneider can somehow whip up a community everywhere and they just sort of follow our town. But it's like, for most of us, it's really hard to do that. And especially in a town you've never been to or you've only been to a few times,
yeah.
you know, it's,
yeah. They already have like the audience infrastructure and scene in place.
Yeah,
you just jump
true.
In and do your song and dance. And
yeah.
Go.
And sometimes, you know, very often you go and you get there and it'll be a crowd that you're like, all right, this is, you know, it's typically quite a bit older crowd. Sometimes people with extra spending money. And a lot of times you go to them and you go to that house concert and you're like, all right, this is great, but this house is the only place I'll ever see this person again, you know?
Right. They're not going to come out to Rockwood or something.
But then I found some. I found one in particular that I think she and I are going to play in Camden, New Jersey, outside of Philadelphia, where the people all came. They were like, yeah, next time I'll come see you at the Tin Angel, blah, blah, blah. You know, all this, like, they're you know... they're people that are really on the scene.
And yeah. Right.
It's like, man, you came to a living room for this. This is awesome.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
And you guys both do a substantial amount of playing on your own.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you do most of the time.
Yeah, I'd say so. But it's so cool, like, getting to work with Colin. Getting to write different songs than I could ever pull off myself.
Yeah, definitely.
And, you know, we'll say to ourselves, okay, what would I write if I had Colin's voice? And right. we'll say, what would I write if I had Nicolette's voice?
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
So I'm just so excited about
it. You have
it.
A nice vocal blend, too.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. What all you guys, what inspired, like, there was some names in there, like, was Nico Case one of them?
Mm.
Amy
oh, yeah,
Mann
yeah.
was one of them?
Mm-hmm.
Jillian Welch?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Beck?
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys heard? He has a new album, right?
Oh, does he?
New
yeah.
single, I think.
New single?
He's been
Is
doing
it good?
Some singles. Yeah, it's good.
Okay.
It's no wow.
What's that?
His single, like, wow. I'm like,
oh,
wow.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, right now.
Yeah.
I love Beck so much.
Yeah. You listen to a lot of music outside of, like, acoustic-based music?
I would say it primarily.
Yeah.
I don't actually listen to folk music or country music, which is funny. It's just what I write.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you listen to?
I guess you'd call it indie rock, if that's still a genre now. But
see, like, I don't know.
You know, I yeah, like right. in that kind of critical preteen, early teen years, I was listening to Beck, Fiona Apple, and Radiohead. Those were my top three.
Those were good bands.
But yeah, like MGMT is coming to mind.
M83. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm bad at this. My
I like those French bands
crap.
Like M83 and
Phoenix.
And Phoenix, mm-hmm. Daft Punk.
Yeah, that kind of, I don't know yeah. why I don't write more like that. I think it's the technology barrier.
Yeah.
Where I have all these acoustic instruments, I know how
right.
to play them.
Right.
Those guys aren't writing songs on acoustic guitars in M83.
Right, no. Yeah.
They're like using
I doubt that.
Weird
I got,
stuff.
Yeah, I got yeah. Ableton this year. Cause,
you did?
Yeah. Mm. and... It is not user-friendly. It's very aggravating to me. Like, the how-to section is...
Do you do House of Songs?
I've written
you have?
Once, yeah.
You do it, don't you?
I've done it yeah. several times, yeah.
They just did, like, a thing. Graham, I saw Graham had it, that they had a class, like a...
Really?
Oh, cool.
Some
oh,
kind of
cool.
eight-hour, all-day Saturday class for people, for Ableton.
Okay,
where
cool.
they have, like, there's a guy here in town.
Mm-hmm.
That apparently is the guy.
Oh, cool.
And yeah. if you can get...
I bet it was Mike Meadows. Like,
it might
oh, no,
have been.
Maybe
well, I see meetups all the time for it. Like, there's a meetup group for Ableton. So that's something my that's one of my projects for this new year.
Is that something you'd like to do live? Like bring it into your live situation?
Yeah.
What would you do?
Well, I mean, you can just do so much more, well, so much atmospheric soundscaping with it, and then drums and different beats, and just have a totally different groove, you know?
Have you, any, either of you guys in your solo acoustic stuff gone to the looper world?
You've messed around with it a little.
I've been doing like just basic. I've got the, man, I can't think what it's called, but it's one button, and it's so I do, you know what, if I'm doing like I do a lot of shows at the Fairmont, you know, just like just kind of like in the bar, right, playing sort of as background music, you know, and they're long gigs, so I was like, I gotta do something here to, you know, turn a 2 minute song into a 6 minute song.
And stretch.
Yeah. So, and it, the good thing about that, you know, it's, I still have not mastered it. I've still, there's something about, I'm clicking it just a half a beat too soon or too late. And I'm, so now I've got new respect for people that really make it seamless. But yeah, it's improved my chops, 'cause I can, you know, one Colin can sit there and strum three chords and the other one can go wild on it.
Yeah. I noticed that at those shows, it seems like if you just had some kind of like rhythm or a beat at those solo shows, like I thought about doing some shows with just a drummer to see what happens.
Oh, that's
well,
cool.
They actually, it's funny, when they do the 4 hour Saturday shows, they ask you to bring a percussionist, you know, but it's a duo slot, and 4 hours is a long time to play with just a drummer next to you, you know, so. But yes, it's very true. I did a tour of Italy one time, and the guy that organized it, it was me and a friend of mine named Mike Musicanto, and we had the same manager in Chicago, and he got us an Italy tour, and he said, all right, the guy driving you is also going to be your road manager, and he's going to play percussion. And Mike at first was really resistant. I was just like, hey, you know, when in Rome, literally.
Yeah.
And or when in Northern Italy. But I was just like, all right, you know, why not? And we both agreed at the end of it. We were like, that saved us from falling in dead ears. It really made it happen.
Makes
this guy was really
difference.
Great for one thing. That made a huge difference. This guy was so good. And it was crazy. Yeah. And it's so true. There's a lot of people out there just strumming a guitar, and there's so much of it that even the good stuff is hard to get
into.
It's
hard. Right. Exactly.
When you got a crowd that's never heard of you, it's really tough.
It's very, like, you guys know Poults.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like that guy stands out.
Oh my God. Yeah. He can't help but,
He's also a guy that uses a looper so tastefully, like on two or three songs in the set, and it's a piece that he does. It's not like...
He does, yeah.
Yeah.
And he'll also get into an argument with himself with one, you know? Yeah. Like he's pretty magical with it.
Have you ever seen him?
Uh-uh.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a sight to behold. You gotta...
Yeah, he is. He's probably... I think that he's the best performer I've ever seen.
He just about...
And I've seen Prince...
Yeah. Steve Poults is absolutely amazing.
I've never seen anybody give so much.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to die one time at 11 in the morning on a Sunday when he was like crowd surfing at a show.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's sober, which is just like the other thing. You're just like, how are you a guy?
I know.
Yeah. You know, he came here to do one of these podcasts, and he was just walking around in circles, and I was like, hey man, why don't I grab one of my handheld recorders and we'll just go walk around the lake.
Wow.
So we walked 5 miles and talked.
Wow.
That's amazing. Yeah.
I knew he couldn't sit here for the whole time. I was he's not going to be able to make it.
Yeah. Are you going to be crowd surfing and it's just going to be you and me?
Yeah. Yeah. I really did think he was going to die that way. I was like, I can't believe he's doing this. He is crazy.
Uh-huh.
Like on his back, like still playing guitar.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah.
With morning people on a Sunday during South By.
Yeah.
I got to check him out.
Do you know when your slot is? They don't tell you yet, do they?
No.
No.
They'll tell us 10 minutes before.
Do you ever worry, like, oh shit, what if I'm on the band, like on the bill, like right after a metal band? They don't do that anymore.
It can happen. Since the early days, they've really paid a lot more attention to curating the
That's cool.
The shows. Have you ever worked South By?
Worked.
I've been a part of the inner workings.
I volunteered it once.
Really?
A long time ago when I was in college. We did recording. We recorded the bands, and I got to record the Fugees and like...
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Randy Newman, like all this like amazing stuff. Yeah. Vic Chestnut, like all, yeah, like it was wild. So I volunteered at that time, and I was mostly in a trailer recording, you know. But then I worked the door at La Zona Rosa one time, and oh my God, we had to turn away an entire street of people going to see Sonic Youth. And, you know, I was just like, man, yeah. I got respect. You know, this guy, Daryl, come by on a bicycle, collect several grand in his pot. You know, I'm like, here you go. Don't get beat up, you know, on the way out the door. You know, like it's wow. But so they, you know, I think they've streamlined a lot of stuff, but it's also just, it just ballooned into something huge. So it's,
yeah, we're trying to figure out kind of what our plan of attack
is. Do we like, do?
This is a real huge opportunity. So how do we kind of make the most of it? And
yeah.
I, you know, we could target just trying to get, you know, cool media people there who have podcasts or write blogs, or we could try to get a bunch of fan listeners there, you know. So we've got some thinking on that today.
Yeah, definitely. It's such a great opportunity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But plus we get badges, you know.
And yeah.
And you get kind to do other stuff, yeah.
To, mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm kind of a nerd, so I like to go to the panels.
Yeah.
What kind of panels would you be looking to go to?
You know, I like to do some of the businessy ones because it's always good to just get refreshers on what's new with social media and online. But then I like to go to ones that are more creative or technology-based ones. Like I went to one a couple of years ago about 3D sound. So that, like, imagine virtual reality. If, you know, if there's a rock being thrown at your head, you hear it if the real
as
rock.
As if it were going mm-hmm. by, yeah.
Yeah, and kind of, it just makes you think about the technology that would be needed to pull that off and to what effect, you know, art or VR. So stuff like that, you know.
What did you go to college for?
Music and English.
Okay. I didn't know if you were like a scientist.
No, but liberal arts, you know, you kind of see the little sparkle in everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can hand out CDs to people at the convention center. Yeah.
There you go.
Have you ever been to that?
To the convention center?
When they're doing the South by Southwest?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool stuff. Well, you came for, Nicolette sang with me one South mm-hmm. by Southwest.
Mm-hmm.
And, so, and they make everybody go get their badges. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
And then I went just to Interactive one year, and it's all awesome. I love it.
Yeah, it's pretty badass.
Mm-hmm. Do you go each year? Do you participate?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes. I've gone and I've been on a panel about podcasts over the last few years, and I was invited to do a live podcast
for right them. On.
Yeah. And it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I had to find someone I could trust because it was at 10 in the morning on like the Friday of South By. So you guys know Aaron Behrens from Ghostland Observatory.
Oh, okay.
He's like a guy I knew. Like, uh-huh. I was like, that's a guy that'll show. Because I knew so many. I'd be like just about to email someone and be like, you know what? I could totally see that person going like, dude, sorry.
Yeah.
I was really tore it up last night. You know how it is, man.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But yeah, that's no, cool. it's fun. And I do go walk around and try and take part of it. Last few years, I've done a lot of podcasts during it, so I'm usually kind of scrambling.
Right, oh, yeah, because right. You can get guests
all
on.
Kinds of people, yeah.
There do was you start booking that now, or how do you do that?
No, the way that I start doing it is funny that you ask. I start going through, and I basically start listening A to Z.
Wow.
Mm.
Sometimes, by the time I get to, like, C, mm-hmm. if the band name isn't cool, I
don't
even...
Oh, yeah, because you got your work cut out for you.
Yeah. Yeah. And then usually, like, by the time I get to D or E... If their picture's weird, I don't like. I don't listen to them. I mean, it's a human process. In fact, I remember 2 years ago, I started from Z just to give like the bottom mm-hmm. of the list a chance.
Yeah, yeah.
And then last year, I broke it up into 4 days of listening to music.
Okay, yeah, there you go.
So basically, I just wake up, start going through, listening, seeing the band, kind of seeing what they're about and if they're, you know.
Yeah. That's so cool that you do it that way.
Because
you totally could just cherry pick whoever. You're like, oh, I want to know that person or
right.
I love their records.
Yeah.
But you're kind of just doing it like merit-based.
Yeah, like just I mm-hmm. like I have interest in, like sometimes the music is bad, but the band is real weird,
mm-hmm.
you know, like all covered in gold. And you're like, oh, and you go mm-hmm. watch some videos. You're like, well, this band paints it. Okay, I want to find out what's going on here with
right.
these guys.
Yeah.
I did do so many 1 year that I had podcasts all the way into June, the first week of June. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
It was weird. Man. So I slowed it down a little bit. Plus, yeah, I was totally insane. I was doing like 6 or 7 a day.
Well, do you go to them some, or do they come to
that,
you?
I did that the first couple of years, and then I realized like meeting people at like the Driscoll Bar at like 4 on a Thursday is so loud that there's no way to talk or anything. Totally. So, and this is so close to downtown. Usually, I'm like, you can Uber here, or you can just walk.
Yeah,
you know,
could
such a nice walk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, especially I do get a lot of walking people.
I had
one band that I thought was real cool, and they sang in English, and they sounded like they spoke English.
Oh.
But they, like, just barely spoke English.
Oh, wow. Man.
I feel like for the listeners of this show, they must, like, the listeners just must have been like, this is horrible. Do you guys get to play out a lot? Like, do you get to play out, like, around where you live? Like, when you, do you play in concert? Do you have concerts? Do you hold concerts? Like, you had to start using all these different phrases that maybe they'd know.
Man.
Play charades.
Yeah. So, anything in beginning of January that you want to tell the people about, or end of December?
Let me think here.
Okay.
I'm doing a solo show at New World Deli on December 21st.
That sounds good.
That's right.
5 to 6:30 with another songwriter, Scott Martin.
Okay.
Looking forward to that.
I played there recently with Jenny Reynolds, and that was a fun time.
She's really great.
Yeah. Love Jenny.
Colin?
I've got, let's see, let me think. Well, if you're in, if you're out in West Texas for New Year's, playing the yearly show with Butch Hancock and my dad.
Fastball.
Yeah, Fastball's going to be there. And cool. I called up Miles Zuniga. He's good. They actually, I talked to Tony. Tony and Joey and Corey, on my last album, they played they played Raging Eyes with me, the Nick Lowe song, and so I think we're gonna do that night.
Awesome.
There and their set are ours. Yeah,
that'll be a lot of fun, man.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
How's your dad doing? Is he doing good?
He's doing well. He's out going out a lot with the Flatlanders. They've got a new recording out that I only heard the teaser of it, but really cool. And he's out playing with Dave Alvin a whole lot.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I thought about you, and I don't think I've reached out to you, but there was this podcast on Spotify, Stay Free, The Story of the Clash.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Did you hear it?
No, I haven't.
Oh, man, it's awesome. It's definitely awesome. It's like narrated by Chuck D. They have all these people, but Joe's on it.
I know Chuck D just absolutely loves them. Because he used to have that radio show, didn't he?
Like, he had this radio show, and like the guy from the radio show was like, dude, you should be a rapper. And he was like, man, what are you talking about?
Oh, really? Okay.
Because I don't do that.
Because he had one more recently, like way after Public Enemy.
No, he does. Yeah. But he was like a DJ in New York. That. And like the guy there was like, man, you should start a rap band that's like The Clash.
Uh-huh.
But like rap. And he was like, oh, no kidding.
That's how
rap.
Public Enemy came about.
Yeah. He was like, I can't rap. I don't even know who these white people are that you're talking about.
Yeah.
But then he got into it.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Man.
But yeah, it's a bunch of parts and all the different interviews with the people telling the stories.
Trip.
Yeah.
Because Chuck D is really sharp. Like he music history, you know.
Oh, yeah.
He's really, yeah.
Yeah, he said he knows a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Are you a Public Enemy fan? Do you like rap music?
I don't get a chance to listen to a ton of it, but I appreciate it.
No, that's, you know,
I'm the same way, kind of. Like, I like what I know, but I'm so out of my depth with a lot of times.
There's this one artist, Open Mike Eagle, who does really amazing stuff. California, I think, but his is sort of heady and introspective and artsy and funny, so... Yeah.
That's cool. There's a lot of great guys here that I've actually gotten to know through the show, like doing the podcast.
Oh, yeah, no kidding.
You're like, wow, I didn't, you know, where is everyone doing this? And I guess it's just so weird because this town is known for like this much of the pie of music.
Oh, yeah,
you know what
definitely.
I mean? Like pop music and electronic music is just not like a thing that we're like, hey,
no,
we do
exactly.
this.
It's
like,
true.
You know, same thing with rap. So,
yeah.
You know, there are a couple of places where people play, but in some way, I always feel like there should be a more inclusive thing with everyone.
Yeah, I know. There's certain, I've talked to you know, Chaka in Riders Against the Storm.
Sure.
And he was talking about, is it, I want to say it's something that they put on, but yeah, he said the whole focus of it was to get the genres, you know, crossing over and just listening to each other and being interested in each other. Because he said, you know, when you break the ice, somehow it happens. But it's often that, yeah, it's one That's shows cool. one way, and yeah. you know,
he's a great guy to lead that stuff because he's very community oriented.
Absolutely, yeah,
a lot more than the rest of the rapper dudes.
Yeah, totally.
So That's there cool. you go.
Yeah,
hats off to Chaka, Riders Against the Storm.
Absolutely,
they're a great band.
They are.
Anything else that I'm missing? It's great. It's great meeting you, Nicolette. Yeah. Always great to see you, Colin.
Yeah.
Colin and
yeah.
I have known each other for a long time.
Okay,
long
cool.
time.
We worked at the Whole Foods. I even knew him before he worked at the Whole Foods.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And then you know Chris Nelson?
Mm-hmm.
He was there then too.
Okay.
Yeah, it's old school Whole Foods action.
Were you into my
apartment number?
Oh yeah, your apartment number is the Houston area code.
That's right, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, the original
my
one.
Area code.
That's right.
Wow.
Usually Look at people that. From Houston do say that when they come in they're like, "Yeah, man. Yeah." You're like, "Yeah, baby."
I thought that exactly. Yeah.
I'm one of those people you could say that to, and I wouldn't think you were weird. I'd be like, right? So cool. It's my grandma's area code. Your website is ColinGilmore.com, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, and yours is NicoletteGood.com. Mm-hmm. I wrote that one down because I thought I had Colin's memorized, and I guess I did.
And then we've got a joint Facebook page.
Yeah, that's right.
You do?
Yeah, Ladder to the Moon Band.
Oh, that's what that is.
Yeah.
You know what, man? Let me tell you something. As an influencer, which, by the way, earlier this week, I proclaimed myself an influencer.
Yes.
Yeah. That means that I'm going to pose with stuff and put hashtags in my Instagram photos. Uh-huh. I'm going to be like, Casio, hashtag, making music.
Uh-huh.
Ladder to the Moon on Facebook.
Band.
Yeah.
Band.
Yeah.
Okay. Was that originally going to be the name of the band?
That kind of is our
it
band.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
We're
doing weird branding stuff.
Trickling into it, yeah.
That was a good snort. I'm leaving that in.
We're snorting into the name.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we released this EP under our given names, and then future recordings will be under Ladder to the Moon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then this will be a rarity.
It will.
Yeah. Now, South by Southwest were named as...
Colin Gilmore and Nicolette Good. Ladder to the Moon.
Okay. We had the longest name listed for a while. I don't know. Somebody else may have knocked us off, but we're still way up there on the list.
So that's good.
You should start listening by band length
And then I should. Remember when the bands had long names like And You'll Know Us by the Trail of Dead?
Right.
I Love You, But I've Chosen Darkness.
Yeah.
That's because band names.
We ran out of letters.
Yeah, we just ran. Yeah. You got to do it. Well, thank you so much for doing the show. Your EP is brilliant. Everyone get out there. You can stream it, download it. You can buy it at the shows,
yeah,
at the record stores. Can you buy it at the record stores?
Not yet, but I don't know. We'll get that.
We'll put that on the to-do list.
Yeah.
All right. It's great having you guys on. Great
Thanks.
Job on the record, really.
Thank you.
The kind of talk you'd only have with an intimate friend. I can't remember where it stops and
Colin Gilmore and Nicolette Good, their brand new EP, Brown Eyes, available now wherever it is you stream and download the jams. You can find them on Facebook at Ladder to the Moon Band, and you can also find them at their individual websites, ColinGilmore.com and NicoletteGood.com, okay? But this album is under Colin Gilmore and Nicolette Good. Brown Eyes. Check it out. Absolutely fantastic. Always great to hang out with my friend Colin, and it was great to get to meet and get to know Nicolette. Fantastic artist, great EP. Get out there and check it out. Don't forget, when you're out there looking up Colin Gilmore and Nicolette Good, don't forget that you can subscribe to this podcast wherever it is that you find the podcast, be it Stitcher, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, TuneIn, anywhere you find podcasts. You get a new show every Tuesday and every Friday, me talking to great artists like Colin Gilmore and Nicolette Good. Go check out their EP, Brown Eyes, available now, wherever it is you stream and download the jams. All right, have a great day, whatever it is you're doing. Let's get down.
We'll be the sound of a baby cry. Such a shame no one will be around to hold hands and watch it all go down.
burn out.